Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. This is my third time trying to do it. I'm Brandon Thomas Dahl-Holly, your bad boy Espresso Boy.
I'm Caleb Tegler, your cute boy Espresso Boy.
This week we have a very special guest, and we are going to be doing a little Would You Rather, and
we're going to be setting up my Tinder dating profile. Enjoy.
First thing first, business up front, party in the back. You know how we be. Patreon page, www.patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. Yeah, you can check out all those great, great packages and deals in there. Lots of great stuff to look at.
Right now, Brandon's not wearing shoes, but you could check us out on Instagram and Twitter as well.
A lot of feet pictures.
At TheExpressoBoys, we post some good stuff there. Also, we have not shouted it out, and this could segue into our guest, but check out at Black Tie Optional.
Oh yeah, it's a good old fashioned meme page, baby.
Brandon's meme page, which intros us into our guest.
Yeah, so we have a very special guest, near and dear to my heart, because we have sex. It's my wife, Samantha.
Hey guys and gals.
Is that too inappropriate?
No, I don't care.
We do, indeed.
It's consensual. It's marriage under the covering of the Lord. So get married, folks. It's great. So we have Samantha Hawley, and this is a milestone and a moment in history, a day that will forever be remembered as the greatest day of Espresso Boy history, because very first Espresso Girl.
I'm very, very honored. I will hold the title with great honor and respect.
So we typically do a...
We typically only allow boys on.
This is a boys only podcast. No, it's not true. And let's explain. So the reason why we haven't had any women on the podcast, mainly because we tried to find like a non-weird way to do it. We usually just record in my house, and just having a girl in my house with Caleb and myself just here, it just felt kind of weird. So we want to be able to respect that area. But perfect first guess.
Because it's her house.
Because it's her house. She pays the bills.
And you got a few complaints.
We didn't get complaints. Mm-hmm. Just suggestions. Strongly worded emails and suggestions.
We did get emails.
Did get emails, in fact.
A few sponsorships were withdrawn. Yeah.
And hey, it was something we wanted to do. And guess what? We doing it. We live. Mm-hmm. So anyways, very first Espresso Girl, we need to give you a title.
You can think about it for a little bit if you want. We'll have it by the end of the episode. So think about what you want your name to be.
I'm the bad boy, Espresso Boy.
I'm cute boy. Dylan's the paper boy. Caden Brown is the baby boy. What was Jake? He was the... he was Barnacle Boy.
Barnacle Boy.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Barnacle Boy, Espresso Boy. So you need to be something boy, Espresso Girl.
Yeah. The something boy,
well,
Espresso Girl.
Well, I mean,
girl.
I'd say right off the bat, if we don't have to wait till the end.
Okay.
Any game, I'm Lady Danger.
Lady Danger Girl Espresso Boy?
That's a little long.
I was even somewhat thinking, I know it's the first girl, but the first lady.
Oh, that's
first
perfect.
First lady Espresso.
Yeah, that's great.
Girl.
The first lady Espresso Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. First lady Espresso Boy. I like that.
That's perfect. Welcome to the club you've been officially dubbed in.
There we go.
So first thing we've got to do is a little Would You Rather. Now, Samantha, you have drummed up a few daisy questions.
Yes, I have
for us to answer. Is that correct?
A few. Yeah. A quick Google search provided these for me.
Nice. Doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah. So let's just start with maybe a simple one. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds?
Caleb?
Teleport anywhere, because I think I'm too insecure to know what everybody's thinking about me.
That should have been our segue to the next
topic. I think oftentimes people will assume superpowers and not really think about the consequence of it. And I think you just pointed out a great one. Reading everyone's mind. And can you turn this off? Can you turn it on and off?
Am I making the rules?
Yeah. Have you seen Agent Cody Banks?
No, you always see these random kids movies and shows, and I don't have any idea.
It's with Frankie Muniz. He plays a spy, and he has X-ray.
It's not Spy Kids.
No, no, no. It's like that same time that it came
Wasn't
out.
Nice. That one too?
Like Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
But he has X-ray vision goggles, but they're like they have a parental control on it, so he can't see through clothes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's important.
It's a Disney Channel original movie.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Oh, man. You, Brandon, what do you think?
Oh, I would probably say teleport. I think overall I'm lazy, so this would really help me out.
Right, and with the traffic, my God.
Yeah, with the traffic, teleport. Teleport all day. And then I think you think you hit the nail on the head there, Caleb. Yeah, that's some serious power to be able to read people's minds. Oh, and I'm assuming you can't just turn it on and off. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't
Isn't
know
that What Women Want? That movie? 90s movie?
Yeah, no, with Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's
Mel Gibson. Gibson.
Well, I mean,
not
it's
Jesus.
Very similar. It's Mel Gibson. Yeah. So, yeah, that was that movie where
I've never seen
and
that.
And he couldn't turn it off.
He couldn't turn it off. Right. Too much. Bruce Almighty. All the emails. Yeah. I don't know if that relates. It just made me think of it. Speaking of Jim Carrey.
Let's
He's
move
starting
on.
That new show.
Oh, it looks really good.
Yeah, I just
like
don't.
The first
I just.
Half.
It kind of bums me out that he's crazy, though.
He's not crazy.
Are you
he's,
out of your
he's
damn
not crazy.
Mind?
Jim Carrey's not crazy.
He's not crazy. He's insane.
No, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
He's.
He's intelligent.
Is that what it is? Oh, is that what it is?
He's like.
Is he the Kanye West type?
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
woke. Okay, yeah. He's just woke.
He's on a new level.
He. There was one question that I was reading. About him, that was like the reporter was saying, you know, it seems like a lot of people are saying been having this existential crisis, and he said it's no longer a crisis because I don't exist. So if that's not crazy, anyways, I just want to see more butt talk from Jim Carrey. That's all I'm saying. You know, Ace Ventura
makes sense coming from the bad boy. So next would you rather is, would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or die in 50 years with many regrets?
Oops.
Can I choose 5 years with all the regrets? Is that
I'd rather
oh, with only
live fast,
regrets.
Die young, regret everything.
Yeah.
I would have to say no regrets. What am I mean, if I'm going to die just regretting everything?
You'd die at 56 with no regrets.
Yeah, I guess, because that seems like, wait. 30 years or 20? 46.
46. Dang, I gave you an extra 10. You're welcome.
I'd be 40.
Yeah, I would say I'd go out 46. That's better than most
also,
people in the
1800s. Also, my question for the asker is, how many regrets would we be living with?
I don't know, but I feel like if it's enough of a thing, if it's enough regrets for it to be a thing on your deathbed, to be like, I regret this, I regret this, I regret this, what are you living for?
Here's what I'll do. Can I die with... In 50 years with all the regrets, but can my death be quick?
Can it just be a sudden thing?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have time to think about it on
right,
my deathbed.
No, oh, man, I died.
If you die with regrets, you're living with those. I'm sure it's not one day. It's like, okay, well, here's the day I'm going to get all my regrets flooding in, like Bruce Almighty and all those emails.
I have another question with that. So if you have no regrets, are you apathetic? Do you not care about anything?
Yeah, I don't give a rip about nothing.
So you're
bad boy.
I don't give
boy.
A frick about nothing.
Cute boy cares too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm going out. Guns a-blazing. If I only have two options, I'm sure people will understand. This guy only had 20 years to live. That's actually a pretty long time.
46 yeah. years to live.
Yeah. Well, I only had 46 years to live. This poor boy only had 46 years to live.
He's
let
so
him,
young.
Let him go. I don't care that he just kicked me in the shins. He earned it. 46. So, yeah, guns a-blazing, dying young, or then 46, that's not old, but it's still not, like, young, you know what I mean?
20 years gives you enough time to raise a kid, too.
Yeah.
Better
right.
be quick,
no regret. So,
right.
yeah.
All right, great. So, would you rather be fluent in all languages and never be able to travel, or be able to travel anywhere for 1 year, but never... be able to learn a word of a different language?
All languages.
All languages matter.
Yeah, because then you just go to big cities. Melting pot, right?
Go on Skype.
Oh, wait,
right,
you can't travel, though?
That's what I was thinking. You can't travel at all.
What does travel mean? Yeah, like, is that we outside of the United
city.
States of America? You can't leave Vacaville?
Let's say you can't leave your state.
state. I mean, I'm in
you
California.
You could maybe
I'm
go
good.
Up and down, but yeah, you can't leave your state.
Yeah, that's fine. We
I'd
got
probably
plenty.
Say I'd. I mean, as much as I'd love to explore the world, I'd like to be fluent in all languages. It might benefit careers better.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You could. Yeah, you could just strike up some business deals. Maybe that you wouldn't
change
have been able to do otherwise.
Change the world from my backyard because yeah. I can speak all the languages. Why not?
Right.
I'm important.
So I'd say all languages fluently.
I don't think it's a fair comparison, the two questions. You could learn every language or you can travel anywhere for a year.
No, what about...
Without being
okay,
able
let's
to
put
speak.
Some more restrictions on it, though.
But like the that's like a time... It's like you could do
I,
this forever.
I, yeah, it's only...
Or travel
one
for
year.
1 year.
Yeah. Okay. Google search. You
okay. Well,
me.
What about if, wait, so would it be, you have to stay in Vacaville.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Can I go to Dixon?
Nope.
Please let me go
nope.
to Dixon.
Nope. 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 Vacaville.
I'd travel for a year.
Yeah, right. Same.
I'm not trying to stay in back.
And then,
all
I mean,
don't need to
I
learn
guess,
any of their dumb languages.
Yeah.
I feel like it would maybe drastically change your life. Somehow, if you could forever speak all languages. And if we did just talk about a year of, you know, being able to travel and yeah, sure. I really don't speak many different languages now other than English. So not much will change after that year. Go yeah. back to being able to teleport. That's cool.
There's internet. I can travel wherever I want on the World Wide Web, baby. No problems.
So
Google
you're
math,
sticking with languages?
Map,
Reddit forums.
Reddit forums. Done. I don't need to learn no other language for that.
All right. Would you rather be super sensitive to taste or super sensitive to hearing?
Taste.
Hearing.
Oh.
Taste.
No, I wouldn't actually, because I feel like I couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every little noise.
Yeah.
Taste.
Taste. Also, then you got like that refined palate.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Be like,
or
what notes
no.
are you getting?
Or
wait,
yeah,
wait,
you're like,
wait.
It's too salty.
Yeah,
and everyone's
no,
like,
I can't do
like
anything.
Nothing.
Yeah.
This LaCroix is a peach pear.
Ooh,
I
is
can tell
a
because of my sensitive taste.
Oh, well, would you be able to taste that it's in an aluminum can?
Yeah, see, then
that's
you
true.
Get in the imperfections. Mm-hmm. Listen, you got to really take these things into account. Both sides of the party here, pros and cons. That's why I always write a pros and cons
people,
list about everything I do, which is why you'll see my notepad in front of me now. I've written out pros and cons list.
Have you seen the movie Hot Rod?
Yeah.
Finally.
You know the part when Rod is eating the jelly beans?
Yeah.
I could do that and impress all my friends.
What if they throw in the Harry Potter jelly beans, though?
Ooh. I got a perfect palate.
Ooh. Well, no, again, because then is, it's not well, like...
It's called Bean Boozled, that game.
Yeah. Good old Bean Boozled. But, okay, so like, you know how they have the vomit-flavored ones?
Yeah.
Do you know how they did that? I know because I took a tour at the Jelly Belly Factory in Fairfield. Jealous?
Pizza.
Pizza. Yeah, well, they did. So they did like, was it pizza flavored?
Yeah, it was pizza
flavored. Pizza flavored plus sulfur.
And acidity.
And acidity. So are you going to be like, oh, you know what? This tastes like vomit. Or are you going to be like, holy, this is like super acidic, super sulfur, get a little hint of savory. And oh, gosh, like, you know what I mean?
Pepperoni,
like, is that,
what?
Yeah. So then are you going to be able to pick it out? Or is everything just going to be so upfront and aggressive that you're like, I just can't get past what it is? What it is.
Or
Caleb,
is it that
it,
you're
like
sensitive
that, Caleb?
To it and every taste
did
makes you?
You
cry?
What do you think about those things?
Are you familiar?
So you want to cry every day.
Are you familiar with the superhero Superman?
Heard of him.
He didn't know how to control his powers at first either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at first, maybe when I'm a little BB boy,
yeah,
I'll be throwing up drinking my mama's breast milk because I can
right.
taste whatever she had for breakfast that morning.
Yikes. Yikes.
But as I get older, so like when I'm 13, 14, then I'll be
that's
I'll
when you've really honed to, your powers.
Yeah, then I'll like my mama's breast milk by that point.
Yikes. Yikes.
Did you add spinach to your omelet?
Okay. So you're just kind of taking all of these flavors and maybe like kind of Rolodexing them and like that you're going to be able to like kind of like Bruce Almighty with all those emails.
Oh my gosh, dude. No more Bruce Almighty talk.
I'm all not going to promise that.
My last one is one that's been asked many times in our circle of friends. Oh, no. It wouldn't be Samantha Holly on a podcast if we weren't to talk about poop.
She loves
so,
poop.
I love
oh,
poop.
She loves poop so much.
I didn't realize how much I talk about poop until I worked in a very small salon. and everyone gets quiet and starts to giggle as I talk about poop, and it's very often.
Well, okay. You might be the problem, because when I was asking people on my Instagram page, hey, looking for some questions that I can do a little live stream and answer on, and I got a lot of poop and fart questions. And
maybe,
so I'm not the
maybe
one.
Maybe it's not me.
Yeah, maybe it's
well, maybe
no,
it
no, 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 no,
no.
Maybe
it's
only
it's
you.
Everyone.
And we associate with these people that I would like to call friends.
Oh, you're calling me an influencer?
I guess if you want to be an influencer
you're
of poop,
so
Samantha.
Sweet, you love me so much. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I had to
would
see that, Caleb.
You rather take a pill that causes you to poop all of your life's poop in 1 week, or poop like normal
for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah, and you would never poop again after this week. You just poop it all
oh
out.
Oh, my gosh, that would be a rough week.
But never again.
A lot of roughage.
Yeah. For the roughness.
Oh, man. Wow, you're asking the important questions.
Right, right. Save the best for last.
I'd do the week.
You would do the week?
Yeah, I'd do a week.
I don't think I would. You want to know
you
why?
You like that private time?
I like my moments of freedom. That's when I get to just kick back, relax, and just be me.
Think about it this way, though.
Freedom.
I'm a singlesman.
Yeah.
Okay? As we'll get into with the Tinder profile.
You're going to have so
We're
much more time for
that
dating.
Very soon.
So much more time for dating.
You can
no.
say on Tinder, I took a pill
no
and I don't
moments.
Poop anymore.
No, but I was going to say, convert
Not
that bathroom into an office. I don't need a bathroom.
You still have to pee.
I just made my house worth so much more.
You can do that in the sink.
Yeah. I can do that in the sink. I have a sink in
the
my
shower.
Office.
I'd say poop is normal because it doesn't take much time.
So much more room for activity.
Oh, right. Yeah, so much more room.
Put a bunk bed in there.
And have you ever had like one of those bad jobs where you you just need that 15? You know what I mean? Maybe that's a long time, but I'm just like, you could just, that's your excuse,
I
right?
Call
you
your
get
doctor
away.
At that point.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I know your brother, Samantha.
Oh my gosh.
He, what was,
name
I mean,
drop.
Back in the day, you tell him.
Timothy Scott Whitehead.
He used to spend a lot of time on the toilet pooping and playing video games.
Yeah, the thing was, I couldn't really understand, was he actually pooping that whole time?
Couldn't be. Not humanly
but
possible.
But also, it did
Unless
smell
he's going
like
through
that.
That week.
So, did he just not flush, and he just sat in there with the PSP playing some Monster Hunter for an hour and a half with a very humid, stenchy poop bathroom? It was torture.
I would
I know.
Say,
let's call him up.
I would say.
Hey, Tim.
Let's ask him.
He couldn't have been. But you know what?
No, that's impossible.
You
How
would
long
have
was he
a
in
hemorrhoid.
How many minutes was he in there?
Oh, at least 68.
No, you're serious?
No, it'd
for
be
an
over
hour?
An hour. Normally.
Yeah, no way, dude.
You couldn't be. No, there's no possible way.
There's a quick 5 minute trip.
But it
yeah.
smelled as though he...
Well, I mean, it lingers, I'm sure. Maybe he's in there for
so
long.
So go back to your
did
room.
Did it once, called it done, maybe sat on the floor, who knows. And then 34...
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, maybe an hour later, he had plenty of time to rethink about it. He's like, maybe I gotta go again.
Maybe he was discovering a new form of torture, saying, all right, now try to take a shower in there. I'm done.
That's true.
It's a hot shower.
It's already warm in there.
I'll take a cold one.
Anyway, that's my would you rathers.
Caleb?
Yeah.
Next topic.
All right.
Why don't you go ahead and give us a...
I'm a singles.
Cool intro.
Never... I think I had a online dating account one time in high school as a joke
as
with
a
some
fun,
of my friends.
Funny gag.
But never seriously.
Right.
So I was thinking, you guys are a married couple.
Yeah.
You guys met and dated.
Yeah.
I assume, at least.
Yeah.
I'm not a mail order bride.
No.
You couldn't afford me.
No, you're a female order bride. That would have been a good joke if the headphones didn't cut out.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I couldn't hear you.
But I was thinking, who better to set up my Tinder profile than a married couple? They know what people are looking for.
Yeah, we do.
Because they found each other. So I started one, and we're going to go straight into it. I think I'm gonna screen record this whole thing so that we could post little clips on our Instagram.
Okay.
But
content.
What's that?
Content.
Content, exactly. But I'm going to hand you guys my phone over, and you can kind of talk me through you guys setting up my Tinder profile.
Okay.
Was that a voice crack?
It was so a voice crack.
Should my I include
best
that in the profile?
Sure.
Pick of sure. me. My best pick is pick camera sure. roll.
Okay.
So I would.
Wait, go to selfies.
No, 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 hold on, hold on, hold on. So I was
can we,
thinking.
Can we screen share all of your camera roll? Is yeah. this safe?
It's safe. I'm pretty sure. Those I'm are my pretty. Dramatic sunflower pictures I took.
I saw them.
They
look good.
That may be good.
No, hold on, hold on, hold on, wait, hold on.
Bill Clinton?
No, it's John F.
Wait, did you delete the okay. picture of your grandma?
No, it's somewhere in there.
All right.
It's
all right.
a deep cut.
Dang, that's deep cut indeed.
Well, is that too jokey? For a profile pic?
No.
Is this supposed to be... I'm sorry, this is serious.
I'm trying to
we are
get
we are trying
married
to get
from
him
this.
A wife. Trash only.
I don't know if you just have enough... There you go. Crop that. Just, I don't know if there should
love
be
you, Maddie.
Trash only.
In the picture.
I feel like this is...
Profile.
So the picture is of you standing what I would assume in front of a trash can.
Yes.
And a sign that says trash only. Yeah. I feel like... You're getting...
But now it says rash only.
Yeah, yeah.
Cropped it.
We're going to keep it. We're going to keep it.
All right.
Better.
I feel like this is a good sort of entry for people to kind of get...
That's my best
right off
pick.
The get. Right off the get go.
Rash only.
Rash or trash only. Doesn't matter. Give me one or the other.
Okay.
Oh, we have to allow the location.
Okay. Great.
So now you're in here.
Me.
Keep me posted. Oh, baby, you want to be notified
Day
for all them good,
no.
good dates.
We're going to go into swiping.
Oh, it's
yeah,
teaching
right.
you how to swipe?
It's
oh.
teaching you.
Okay.
Oh,
pass.
Wait.
Swipe left to pass. Swipe right.
I hope I don't know any of these people.
At Ulta. You know her?
Nope.
Oh. I don't know. I figured
her
you go to Ulta.
Honey.
Wait, we got to go to oh. the
start
profile.
Doxing people. Oh.
All right.
I'm just going into saying no to everyone.
Edit info.
Here we go.
Ooh, a couple oh. pictures. All right. Yeah. Let me just get one more in there. You'll have to edit a little bit of
I
this.
I will.
All right. You know what we're going to do? Just to... Oh, okay. Can we add like something like this just to kind of keep them guessing?
I think that's Brayden.
Right.
That's Brayden White, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
That's for Brayden's so, profile. We're doing that next. Mm-hmm. Which boy?
That's what we
boy
should do.
That?
We should set up other people's.
Yeah.
I think Brayden
we should
was
offer
water boy.
We should offer the water boy a service.
Yeah.
And other espresso boys other than Bad Boy and Barnacle Boy and...
Paper boy
and
baby boy,
rich boy, rich hair's boy.
I don't
know
rich
what
got
his
a
was.
Name. I think we forgot to do that.
Oh, I feel bad now.
That's my bad.
Brandon, call him up.
These are beautiful.
Wait, I want to like.
No, get all of it. No, all of it's good.
No.
Just do all of it.
I just want this to show you that you're serious.
But you can't tell that that's. I'm sorry, water boy. Can't tell that you're a boy.
You wait, hey, listen. That's to show that you like to have a good time. You got me?
I got you. Yeah.
That's to show that you're not afraid to close yeah. that get distance. And for those of you listening, it's just a picture of Caleb and Brayden having, they're like in front of a photo
uh-huh.
drop booth thing. And they just have their hands on each other's hips like
love
close friends would. One more.
I think if you go further, I don't take pictures of myself very often. I'm not a big self. Oh, you could do this one. This could be a good one, Rebecca.
Was it your dog? That's what I saw.
My dog's ugly.
Hey, don't say that. Rebecca. Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, from what year?
I was like sophomore year. When
perfect.
I think about this.
So they'll get like full circle.
Yeah.
They'll see you then, they'll see you now, they'll see your hands.
Uncomfortable.
They got it all. All right. About me. Samantha, you're a female.
Wordsmith.
If you came across... any of these pictures. What's something that would reel you in?
Am I describing the photos?
No. This is just your about
okay.
you.
Okay, I'd say, hey.
Okay, here we go.
Do you want
to? I need the mic
like
stand.
Possibly, maybe a little bit of a. I like to have fun. I like to have a lot of fun. And have fun with women who like to have fun. And also, I still live with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're really selling me.
So right. I just want to be upfront and honest. I'm an honest person who loves honesty and fun.
Here's like a good one-liner you could start off with.
No, I got you. Don't worry. Hey, Bad boy's gonna set you up nicely. Okay?
I just want to quote the 80s dating
about
video.
About me. You can't do that.
Just
you can't do that.
All
right, about me.
A refined.
Here you go.
Fire breathing dragons.
Sentence one. Questions? Yeah, I got them. Exclamation point. Question one. Yeah, YAH, like to have fun?
Is that a number two?
No, that what?
Is that you like to have fun?
Oh, whoops, my bad.
Well, I almost
made you look dumb.
Say relevant with those youths.
Yeah. You like to have fun? Okay, period. Question number two. Samantha, give me a topic. Or like I took the fun part. You said that. Now start going with something else. What's some other things you'd like to see on only one of these profiles? You use Tinder frequently.
Yeah, every time I use Tinder, I ask myself, wait, what am I looking for? And I don't use Tinder.
Question two. Am I looking for something? Question mark?
Maybe you can help me find it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm a looking for F-E-R for you, and I'm a liking.
I'm a looking for you, and I'm a liking.
Yeah. And I'm a liking. Question three.
It's going to be so hard to talk to all the girls that are going to be coming to me now with this profile.
You might want to go through and turn the notification off.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be blowing
up. Crazy.
Day and night.
Question three.
Maybe just go into a straight facts of how intellectual you are.
Want to hear a fact?
Say something like in like deep quote from Shel Silverstein.
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
I got
Where
smart
the Sidewalk Ends,
pants.
The children's poems. Maybe you'd use a Dr. Seuss.
Anna, I got, all right, question three. Want to hear a fact? I got smart pants and a big old brain.
What about, I don't like green eggs and ham, but I like you,
I don't
Sam,
like
I am.
Green eggs and ham, but I like you, capital, you,
nice.
Sam, I am. And then, in parentheses, will only marry girls named Sam.
Well, it worked for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a deal breaker.
And then end it with a quote saying, what is stronger than the human heart, which shatters over and over and still lives?
Than the human heart.
Nice.
What shatters? Wait, hold on. Shatters. Which shatters?
Oh, yeah, which shatters.
Which shatters over and over, but still lives?
Yeah, just to show. Yes, exactly. To show that you're.
Wait, what? What is though? What's the answer?
What?
Get you thinking.
Oh, you don't even have the answer.
Right.
Can you read that whole thing back to
All
me?
All right.
Top to bottom.
About me. Questions?
Trash only.
Yeah, I got them. Question one. You like to have fun? Two. Have fun? Okay. Question two. Am I looking for something? Yeah. I'm a looking for you and I'm a liking. Question three. Want to hear a fact? I got smart pants and a big old brain. I don't like green eggs and ham, but I like you, Sam. I am. Parentheses. Will only marry girls named Sam. That's a deal breaker. End parentheses.
This is my dating profile, not yours, Brent.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Well, I did pretty well marrying a girl named Sam. I think
Sam.
That's just good advice. That's sound advice for you. I'm looking out for you.
Okay, thank you.
Job title.
Can't
entrepreneur.
Boy, espresso boy.
Entrepreneur. Because nothing screams success like a blanket job title.
Business owner.
Entrepreneur. Perfect. Company?
He didn't know how to
self.
Spell entrepreneur, so he had to do the voice command.
I have people do that for me. Self, that's the company. Wait, I'm gonna say this. You, YOUPS. Just again, get them thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're thinking about you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
UPS. You know what I mean? Dang, that's good. School, hard knocks. Wait, how do you spell? Is it NOCK?
Wait.
K-N-O-C-K?
Hard Johnny Knoxville.
Knox? Is it like a knocking on a... Wow. We are obviously from there. ASMR.
I got a big old brain.
Can we just say Harvard? Because Hard Knocks isn't an option.
Yeah.
All right.
Same, same, but different.
Harvard University, baby. School, connect Instagram, pass.
No.
Gender, man. Don't show my age.
No, go ahead and show my age. Okay. Right? 21.
Wow, you have to be...
Almost.
You have to pay money to show your age. That feels a little weird.
To see other people's age or to show your own?
Oh, excuse me. You have to pay money to hide your age.
Oh, that's weirder.
So that
weirder.
Doesn't seem sketchy.
Yeah, that's
Tinder.
Weirder.
All right. Entrepreneur at UPS. Alumni of Harvard.
Trash only.
And less than a mile away.
Trash only.
Is
there like an age range we could set up on there?
I don't think so.
Like 45 to 48.
It's about my target.
I just love it so far. You're going to have to really get these Instagram videos for the folks. No one's going to know what happened. All right, should we start swiping?
Yeah, could I?
Oh, whoops. I thought you were just like swiping through it. All right. You need to go through or?
No, no, I just want to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get a swiping.
I don't need a microphone for this. Hold on. All right. Let's figure out how to do this. I'm guessing that little flame. Last photo, next photo, open profile. Okay. Last photo. Got it. Oof. Oh. A registered nurse. Can we trust her? Nope. Because you lied about going to Harvard. Coco like to smoke? What?
That's a dog.
Wait, yeah.
That's an actual
dog. You
got
to say yes to that.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you're flipping through photos.
She's a receptionist at Solano County Community College.
Yeah, right.
She's 1 mile away. Let's go.
Right now, I'm on
Hop
my
on
way.
On our bikes.
She's a pothead. It says it blatantly.
Nice.
Don't ask me to go to the gym.
She
I'll
works
laugh
full
at
time,
you.
So that probably means she's not very available.
I hate her.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. She's selling herself here. Pothead. Next line. Don't ask me to go to the gym. I'll laugh at you. Next line. I have an attitude. I don't know. It comes naturally. Next line, if Coco doesn't like you, I don't like you.
I hate her.
If you have one
swipe
big,
right.
Well, I won't like you. Sorry, not sorry. If you're going to turn
me off by talking, do not swipe right.
Talk into your microphone, please.
And if you're going to turn me off by talking, do not swipe right.
This is a different
one. That's what it
says.
Wait,
if you want to talk, you better not even swipe right.
Are these both receptionists? Hold on.
That's the same person.
The same person.
Pictures. No, you're in her
profile. Oh, I see. I'm getting in deep. No, wait.
Got
Did
her.
You just swipe
she's
right?
She's going to like. Does that mean they're going to like?
Mm-hmm.
What
that
is
means
that?
She's going to see that you swiped
but
her.
That's
and
the
if
super
she swipes
oh,
you.
Oh, no.
I
don't know.
Her.
Well, Coco, here we come.
Wait, that's Julia.
Okay.
How does this work?
You swipe it right or left. See.
Oh, yeah. We don't want anything to do with her. Oh, wait. Oh, gosh. I'm really powering through this. I don't know what's happening.
Quick.
Oh, you tap it to get the pictures. Okay. All right.
She loves Halloween.
Man, this seems like a really awkward thing to do.
What is she wearing on her? Maybe.
That's a big old giant flower crown. Caitlin, 26, San Francisco.
Oh.
Next. Oh, she's fun, huh? Let's see
her
what she has to say. Nothing
she
about her
no profile.
She has
no
profile,
and her name is capital T.
Nope.
Have we said yes to anyone?
We said yes to the
I
pothead.
I accidentally loved Coco.
Oh, great.
She accidentally loved Coco.
These are so... all the pictures
This is
are awkward.
So weird. How do people do
wait,
this?
We should count how many Snapchat dog filters these girls are
what
using.
What are we at? 3 already?
Yep.
This is all just so uncomfy for you have to
out.
You've unlocked a rewind.
What does that mean? Oh, I guess
if you goofed. Oh, because you can't go back.
No, that could have been the love of my life.
No.
It just said no.
She goes to Chico.
She probably knows Coco.
Yeah, probably. All right, Caleb.
Wait. Oh my gosh.
You know her?
Yeah.
No way.
Call
this
her
is
out.
My coworker's boyfriend's sister.
Oh, that's
dude, so
funny.
Do yes. I got an in. Swipe left.
Yeah.
Swipe right. Swipe
like,
right.
Yeah, I got her. Oh my gosh, Jasmine.
Oh. Do you know her? That's the same girl?
No, but there's a photo of a cat wearing a weave. So.
So you got
that's pretty
right.
good.
Oh, there she is.
Nice.
All right.
Just...
I feel bad almost commenting on most of these pictures just because I'm like, I don't want to just be rude because these people are putting their heart and soul into this.
I hope that Caleb and Nancy fall in love.
Is that the girl's name?
Her name is Nancy.
That's just a sunset.
Ooh, that's a noise she's making.
So many Snapchat filters.
Gosh.
Oh, I know her. Don't swipe.
Do you really?
Yeah, don't swipe right. I know. Oh, no. Oh, no, Brandon. Oh, no.
He hearted her. He loved her.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's good.
I know
great.
She's going to text me. She's that type of person. She really? Yes, I know she will.
Wait, but like maybe she'll change her name to Sam and you'll get married?
Oh, maybe. I hope not.
Wait, why does... Wait, say six top... Oh, it'll show you what songs she likes. If it's not Selena, what's the point?
What are her... Oh.
I did a hard...
Oh, hey, look at that. It's Selena.
Wait.
Do we know her?
No, I just said if it's not Selena, then what's the point? Isn't that the old like 90s R&B artist, the girl?
No. Wait, who? What song?
Didn't she like die when
no,
she was
No, Aaliyah.
Oh, no, I thought there was something else.
What is this? Super like.
Ooh, wait a minute. You can super like someone.
Ooh.
All right. Let me know if you see anyone else.
Cream
you know,
of
Caleb.
The crop. No, this is all up to you guys.
All right.
Well, I think chances are pretty good with Nancy.
You think Nancy's
feeling good
the
about
one?
Nancy.
Wow. And the girl I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a number already. This is so funny.
Wow. That's a oh, but.
Lot
that's
of butt.
A, wow. Are we still screen recording? Mom's definitely not going to support us now.
Yeah.
Well, dude. I think well, we got you a couple. Wait, can we see who you've gone and liked?
I don't know.
This episode just went.
Top picks. I don't know how to do this.
Is this all the people I've liked? All
right, super like. Ready? Super
oh, you're
like.
Super like people.
Super like.
Just every.
Oh, you can only do that
twice a day.
You have to pay.
Tinder.
No, no, you only got well, you only got
yeah,
the one.
Yeah, just charge it to our Patreon.
Yeah, that's so patreon.com/TheExpressiveBoys. This is what it's going to get Caleb a date.
Well, hey, if it's Coco, she has a full-time job.
Yeah, Coco can support me.
I feel good about that, Caleb.
Wow.
Trash on
you already right. have a number.
What? I have a number?
Yeah, the girl that you knew.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope not.
Oh, you know what we did? We should have just promoted the Espresso Boys on there. Only.
So I,
why not make
I'm
a new one?
Leave the app on my phone for a week.
Yeah, just
not,
see what happens.
Just see if anybody gets back to
yep.
me. And then if mm-hmm. so, we'll talk about it next week.
Screen chat or screen capture any of those conversations
okay.
that you might have.
I will.
And just really milk the character we built for you.
Okay.
That's cool. Going to be important. Good luck, dude. I'm excited to see you out there and just in the dating world.
I'm really putting myself out there.
Yeah, really in a big way.
What if I actually found my wife from this?
That's my wife you're talking about.
I'm sure it's happened.
No,
right?
Nobody's ever gotten married from Tinder.
No.
But whosyourmate.com?
Yes.
I'm more
and
of
Christian
Harmony kind of guy.
And Farmers Only. Mm-hmm.
Farmers Only is. Yeah. That's where we met.
Because of our farming. Should we end it?
Yeah. I'm going to have to do a lot of editing on this.
You're going to have to chop a lot. Really make that part interesting. Don't just let us ramble in there. We're doing it on Friday, though. You got all weekend, baby.
I know, dude.
Look at that. All right. Should we close
is this
it out?
A good episode?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel good about it.
Thank you to all of the women that will be in my Tinder DMs, and I'm looking forward to exploiting you for business purposes.
I'm an entrepreneur.
I'm an entrepreneur. And thank you to all of you for listening to this week's episode of the Espresso Boys podcast. But more importantly, thank you, Samantha Hawley, for being on
the
this
first
episode
lady
of
Espresso
Boys
Boy.
Podcast.
First lady Espresso Boy.
You owe me one.
First lady. The first lady. The one lady. The only
it
lady.
It makes sense because like the first lady is married to the president.
Yeah, would you consider the bad boy the president?
We're mutually presidents here.
President, I'm CEO.
Okay, fine. So, yeah.
Great.
First lady.
I like that.
And I'm HR, so be careful around me.
Aw, dang it.
Well, we might be reported for this
yeah.
episode.
Yeah, there's actually going to be a lot of flags on this
That's
one.
Why I can say whatever I want, but
yep.
you can't.
That's kind of the rules.
Okay, Toby.
Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate you. We loved you. We did love you.
Not
we loved
anymore.
You.
We loved you.
And I hope you loved us.
We hope you loved us. If I don't see you for the rest of the day.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.